Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
Somebody's gonna get him, and somebody's gonna get him foot.
Hey, boy! Hey, boy!
It's a very, very personal meeting.
Oh! And what the hell kind of description is that?
You'll
be shot for this!
This man will make your bladder splatter!
You ain't nothing! Okay?
Does go well with it.
Damn shame how they screwed up your show. Nice little program. Not that I ever watched it.
Yeah. Oh. Woo!
Hey there. My name is Jim Shear, and today, Yin's Love, Breaking Bad, Season 5, Episode 3, called Hazard Pay. And before we speak with our guest, I'm going to recap the episode for you. Just to get your brains working, just to get on the same page. The show begins with Mike acting as a paralegal, visiting his now 9 contacts in various prisons. His contacts are like, yo man, my hazard pay is gone. I might have to snitch. And Mike's like, hold up. You will get your money. You have my word. Now, the episode is called Hazard Pay, but it should be called Getting the Band Back Together. Because Walt, Jesse, Mike, and Saul, they're looking for a new place to cook. So Saul first takes them to a cardboard factory. Not gonna work for Walt because he's like, oh, well, this machine, I'm familiar with it. It's gonna put salt in the air. And then Jesse says, yes, it will ruin the product. They then go to a tortilla plant. It's not gonna work either because Walt said, any given second, someone from the government could inspect it. Not gonna work. They go to the laser tag place. That's not gonna work either. And that laser tag place keeps popping up. So I'm thinking something's going to happen at that laser tag place eventually. Then they go to an exterminator. Not going to work there, although the light bulb goes off on top of Walt's head. Here's the new plan. They will cook meth in houses that are being bombed. Flaps go down. Jesse and Walt go in, do the little cooking. Exterminators come in. Odd smell in the neighborhood. Nobody is going to question them. The road case scene at the music store, great all around. They even got the stenciling on the road cases, Vamanos Pest. So for all the kids that were wearing Los Pollos Hermanos shirts, they can now get t-shirts that say Vamanos Pest. After Jesse and Walt cook their first batch, they sit down in the couch of this home, and Walt seemingly has a heart-to-heart with Jesse, although we see that his intentions aren't loving intentions. He's just in it for himself. So, and also, if you pay attention, Jesse and Walt are watching The Three Stooges on TV, and The Three Stooges are getting shot in the butt. Now, earlier in the show, Saul makes a comparison to The Three Amigos, comparing he, Walt, and Jesse to The Three Amigos. And then we see this scene with the Three Stooges getting shot in the ass. Is this foreshadowing? We shall see. Marie has a showdown with Walt. She says, Walt, Skyler spazzed out on me. I'm not going to leave until you tell me the truth. And Walt says, well, you know, maybe she had a little affair with Ted Beneke. That works. Marie leaves the house. And then the episode ends with a big business talk. 3 stacks of money that gets smaller and smaller and smaller because there are costs involved when you're starting a business. And then the big blow up happens when Mike is taking out legacy pay for his 9 henchmen, and Walt's like, come on now. Mike, that's your problem. That's not my problem. And Mike's like, well, you know, if you get me in to handle the business, I got to handle the business, and this is part of the business. I could see where Walt's coming from. I'm like, you're taking out of my money. But he decides to give away the legacy pay, and the show ends with Walt giving a somewhat bizarre speech to Jesse, saying how maybe Victor wasn't killed to prove a point to Walt. Maybe he was killed because he took liberties. Maybe he was flying too close to the sun. So is that a threat to Mike or a threat to Jesse? And that was episode 3, Hazard Pay. And now we welcome our guest to this week's episode, Mr. Jeremy Henshaw. Besides being a big Breaking Bad fan, he is also bassist extraordinaire for the band Safety Suit. Welcome, Jeremy.
What's going on?
And I appreciate you talking to me because you're actually on vacation right now.
Yeah, and I the last time we spoke, I said I was never going to talk to you again, so.
No, wait, why is that?
I can't remember.
But it's all good.
It's all good.
Now, and I also...
I'm out in Colorado right now. I'm looking at the mountains.
And can you thank your girlfriend for me? Because I actually gave you a homework assignment while you were on vacation.
Yes. Yes. I actually had to watch Breaking Bad online last night. Specifically for you.
Now, did you guys have... Did you have a dinner planned or anything like that? Where you're like, well, I got to get home at this time because I have to watch Breaking Bad because we're doing a podcast.
No, that's what's great about online, because you can watch it anytime.
Now, where did you watch online?
That's how I stay up with all my shows, because when we're on the road, you can never... Most of the shows are happening while we're playing a show, so...
Okay.
I usually catch them online somewhere.
So you can navigate through the internet pretty easily.
Absolutely.
Now, where did you watch it online?
But I watched them online legally.
Oh, okay. Clear. So now, where did you watch last night?
I can't remember. It was wherever it gets posted.
Okay, but it's legal.
Oh yeah,
and
definitely legal.
Does your girlfriend watch Breaking Bad?
No, she doesn't. But I've been telling her about it, and she's excited.
Now, can we talk about your beginnings?
I'm looking at her. She's giving me the thumbs down right now.
What? Well, you know what's funny?
We're going to have a conversation about that later.
The last 3 or 4 guys that I've talked to, either their wives or girlfriends do not like Breaking Bad.
Interesting.
Now, my wife loves it, and I know a lot of girls that do love it, but just oddly enough, the last 3 or 4 guys that I've talked to are like, no, man, my wife hates it.
She's never seen it.
Good,
so
good.
I don't think it would take very long. I think it would take one episode with Walter, and you're sucked in.
Now, can we talk about your beginnings? Because I think the story goes, Safety Suit was playing an event last year. I was talking to Dave, who is the guitarist of your band.
Yeah.
And
it was the VH1 Save the Music Family Day in New York.
It was Family Day. Somehow we were talking about Breaking Bad, and you joined in on the conversation, and you're like, no, like I haven't seen it.
And then from that point on, your and Dave's conversation turned into code. And I had no idea what you were talking about, because you didn't want to ruin all the surprises for me.
But then 3 or 4 weeks later, you had blown through all 4 seasons.
I think it was about a week and a half. We were home from tour. We had a couple weeks off. So, I got sucked in, and the rest is history.
So, you're caught up to speed. You watched last night. It's time to break it down. What did you think of them visiting different plants, different factories, looking for a new place to cook? See, I like the fact that when they go to the cardboard plant, you see this big space, and you're like, oh, okay, that's going to be the new place for them to cook. And then I like that they actually had to go to 3 or 4 places before they decided on their new location.
Yes. What I was going to say was, first of all, before we get into the episode, and I'm not sure if you know this, maybe you do, since you are such a Breaking Bad fan, and maybe you should correct me if I'm wrong, but what I've been told is that DirecTV, like satellite TV, mm-hmm. dropped AMC from their programming.
I heard about that.
And then Breaking Bad airs, season 5?
Season 5, yep.
Season premiere, and they premiered with their largest ratings ever.
Wow. Without DirecTV.
Without satellite television. I mean, that's like, that is major.
Yep.
Major, major.
Because we were
not like, oh, well, a couple local stations said they weren't going to carry it anymore. That's it. Tons of people have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm. You know, VH1 and MTV was dropped for a while. And then they made a deal. So we're back on DirecTV. But,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know if AMC is still in negotiations with them. But yeah, that's huge to not be on DirecTV
really,
and have such big
really
numbers.
I don't really watch MTV, though. I watch VH1 because they actually play music videos.
Yeah. Sometimes we play safety suit videos.
Sometimes.
Oh, hey, real quick, before we get back into Breaking Bad, are you guys going to release another music video?
We are. What we're working on right now is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Okay, yeah.
Jeff Buckley covered it famously.
Yes.
We've been playing that on the road, and we've gotten such a great response to our arrangement of the song. We kind of rocked it out a little bit more than people who usually cover it. And we got a great response from it, so we recorded it live. We recorded it in the studio, and we're going to release a deal on iTunes probably sometime in the next month or two. And we're going to release a Hallelujah EP.
Okay.
So we're gonna do three acoustic songs from the last record. We're going to have Hallelujah Live, Hallelujah Studio, and then I think we're going to put a Hallelujah Live music video on there.
Oh, nice.
And now then I'm sure it'll filter through and you guys will end up with it.
Okay. Now, the studio version of Hallelujah, do you rock out on that too?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the
Good.
Same arrangement. It's
okay.
Just live in studio.
All right. Nice. So there, for all you safety suit fans,
live, we go ballistic.
I know. A lot of aerial moves, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
All right, so back to Breaking Bad. They find a new place
so
to cook.
Here's where I love, because every once in a while, because so much stuff goes wrong, and it has to, otherwise there wouldn't be a television show. But so much stuff goes wrong, and there's so much drama that you forget how much of a freaking genius Walter is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at observing things and picking out things, and they walk into this space that looks like it's going to be perfect. You know, it looks identical almost to what they were in before. And then Walter goes over and sees the thing and he's like, nope, this place is going to work because this is going to react to the atmosphere and we're not going to be able to cook here.
Yep.
It's just like, oh my gosh, I forgot. He's a freaking genius. He knows everything about everything.
I just thought it was so brilliant
when
they finally stumbled upon his idea. I was like, oh my gosh. The writer, it's just, I mean, maybe it's a leap of faith to believe that they could cook meth in a residential neighborhood, you know, building a lab every week. But I just thought it was so clever how they came up with that idea.
It totally is. And it's, I mean, it just speaks so much to their writers because even from season one, the whole basis of the show is this like social contradiction,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's just perfect that you see them finish the cook and they sit down on the couch in this house in the suburb somewhere, you know, and the guy's family pictures are on the wall and there's a meth lab in their living room.
Wasn't that great? During the montage, they show the close-up of the family portrait and I was like, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's three scenes that I want to talk about.
Okay.
The one is after they cook their first batch, Jesse and Walt are on the couch watching the Three Stooges. Could be some foreshadowing. Maybe the Three Stooges get shot in the ass. He starts off this loving conversation like, oh, you know, I think it's great. You got that girl, you got the kid. And then we kind of see that near the end of the conversation, he's basically just saying, I got to protect my ass. So what do you think he was going for in that conversation?
Well, he's eliminating, and this is in my opinion, he's eliminating a problem before it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at the end of season four, you saw this whole master plan that he had, you know, been working on for a long time and setting up a chain of events where he ends up being okay at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, he's sitting there saying, this girl, you know, Jesse's really into her. she's going to end up being a problem because traditionally Jesse and his girls have been problems. You know, so I think Walter's sitting there like, yeah, you know, without touching the last one, he basically killed her because he didn't help her.
Right.
You know, choking on her vomit in the when she was ODing. So, and two people just sitting here listening to this conversation, one-sided, it just sounds amazing. But, you know, he's been through this before, so I think he's sitting there thinking, like, I've been here before, I'm going to get rid of this girl before she, you know, I have to kill her, before whatever. I love the moment where he's sitting on the couch, where he's face-to-face with...
Brock.
Brock. which possibly for the first time. You don't know if he's the one who poisoned
right.
him, or if he had someone poison him, so you don't know if he's ever met him before, or if the kid...
Right.
Has seen him before or recognized him, and that's why he's acting weird and didn't say anything. You don't know. So I love that moment, but that's what I think is going on. I think he just started playing the head games with Jesse to get rid of his attachments before they could become a problem.
Now, do you think he actually wants Jesse to tell his girlfriend?
No.
Or the burden on Jesse's back is like, dude, I've done too many things to tell my girlfriend. There's no way she'd still stay with me.
Yeah, I think that's the mind game that he's playing with him. I don't think he wants him to tell anyone anything.
Okay.
I mean, Walter plays this, like, you know, like almost like he's playing both sides. But at the end of the day, like... some of the stuff we saw in last season, the guy is like, you kind of get the impression he could possibly be just pure evil.
Yeah.
You know, like this downward spiral that he's been on since he found out he had cancer has almost like completely eroded his like morality, his, you know, all of the boundaries, all of the lines that he never would have crossed before.
Mm-hmm.
It started with the drugs, you know,
yep.
It went to murder, it went to poisoning children.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, he's legitimately a bad dude now.
Yeah, I mean, he is basically the new Gus.
Yep. So the next scene I wanted to talk about, it's near the end. Three piles of money, one for Walt, one for Mike, one for Jesse. And what did you think of the showdown between Mike and Walt? Did you side with Walt or did you side with Mike?
I think, well, if I was a criminal drug lord, I mean, there's the element of like, these aren't his guys, you know, like, and why does he got to pay him unless they can point back to him and he's not realizing that that's a possibility. But, I mean, I think with what Walt knows, with what his character knows, I mean, I don't think that's too far-fetched to start formulating a plan to eliminate all of these other guys who are taking hundreds of thousands of dollars every cook.
Wow.
So, but I don't think he realizes, you know, what Mike knows, because Mike has been around the block.
Right.
So... you know, probably Mike is right, but I don't think Walter's going to see it that way.
Okay.
I don't think he can.
Because I do feel for Walt, like, man, why do these nine guys have to, they're getting paid just to be quiet, but when you hire Mike, you hire the problems that come with Mike.
Yes, totally.
So, I mean, that's
yep.
that's one of the expenses there.
Yeah, and it's a large one.
Ah, very large one. And then the final scene where... Walt and Jesse are having a talk, and poor Jesse thinks, you know, Walt is talking about his relationship, but he's like, no, he's like, I'm talking about the money. It's all about the money now. And then he talks about Victor, who was one of Gus's henchmen, who gets his
yep.
throat cut in season 4. Walt says, listen, at first I thought it was a message to me, but maybe he was taking liberties. Maybe he was flying too close to the sun. So my question for you, is that a threat towards Mike or a threat towards Jesse?
I think that's a threat towards Mike.
Okay.
Is the way I took it. Because I think Walt actually, for you know, all the things that come with Jesse. I think he really enjoys having Jesse with him. I think he enjoys having a partner.
Okay.
I think he wants a partner, you know? I think he wants Jesse to be there with him.
Interesting.
I don't think he cares whether Mike is there or not. He just needs what Mike brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Jesse, I think there's actually, you know, more of an emotional attachment there, if that's even possible for Walter to have. If it's even possible, it would be with Jesse at this point.
Okay.
So I'm kind of thinking that was directed towards Mike, you know, because when they were in, what's the guy's name? Their lawyer guy.
Saul.
When they're in Saul's office, you know, he's like, "Are you okay with that?" And he says, "Well, yeah, I'm totally fine with it. He handles the business. I handle him." You know, I don't think there was ever a point in any of it that he ever was legitimately planning on partnering with Mike and having him on board. He just needed what he could bring to the table right then so they could get started.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he can figure out how to eliminate him, he's going to probably try.
Okay.
I don't think he ever saw it really as a true three-way partnership thing.
Yeah. Now, for those that watch, they're like, well, there's no way that Walt could kill Mike because Mike is the greatest cleaner of all time. However, because Walt is not from this world, maybe he tries things that veteran henchmen don't try. For instance,
maybe.
I mean, he killed Gus Fring. He killed the top of the food chain. And I likened it to when I play basketball. When I play basketball with people who play basketball, there's a certain way they play defense. And then sometimes I'll play basketball with people who just like playing sports and they're playing basketball because they're at that picnic. And for some reason, I can't get past their defense because it's so different from people who actually play basketball. I don't know if that
right.
makes sense or not.
It totally does, yeah. Yeah, because to Walt, you know, like the old code, you know, Mike telling him when they're dividing the money up, this is the way we do things. This
mm-hmm.
is the way it works. He says, why? He says, because it's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's what you do. It's like part of some kind of criminal code almost.
Yeah.
But Walter doesn't really have a code. He has his own code.
Yeah. So because of that.
I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah. Because of that, he might be able to get rid of Mike.
Possibly.
Now, did you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Love Friday Night Lights, and I freaked out when I saw the kid as part of that B&E crew.
I don't know his name.
And I don't either.
I can't remember his name in Friday Night Lights either, although I ran into him at an airport at South by Southwest, and I think he actually plays in a band. So maybe...
Well, he had the band in Friday Night Lights.
Right. So maybe when you guys are touring, you're going to bump into him at some point. But I was excited to see him, and I would imagine that he's going to become a major character.
I hope so. And you had that moment of foreshadowing, possibly, when he's, you know, hey, I disabled the nanny cam.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of that? Because they were told not to speak to these guys.
Right. Yeah, I think, I mean, hopefully it's introducing you to his character and showing that, like, hey, he's kind of an outside the box thinker too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, could possibly be an asset, or he could potentially be a major enemy in this thing too, you know, if it plays out the wrong way.
Okay, interesting. And I did like the scene where Mike was giving the exterminators the down low, and he said, "No, these guys, they're yes sir and no sir." And I liked how Walt and Jesse looked at each other and kind of smirked. Like, "Whoa, yeah, wow, we're the big deal now."
Yeah, because, I mean, they're running this big game now, but to them, I think they're still these just two scrubs trying to just figure it out as they go, you know? And they can't believe they're still getting away with it. Walter, of course, can believe that he's getting away with it, but
right.
I think they're, you know, they're playing in the major leagues now, but it's only been a couple days since they got called up from AA, and they still have that mentality, you know?
I love the sports analogies. And then my final question, when Walt is at home with his family watching Scarface, was that a coincidence or was that part of AMC Mob Week integration? Because I think Mob Week is coming up on AMC and they are showing Scarface.
You know, I really hope, and this is just my love of the show, And I would just want to believe that they're pure and they separated themselves from, like, holding up a can of Diet Snapple in the camera during one of the episodes, you know, or something. So I guess it could be. I don't want to believe that. I want to believe that he's sitting there watching Scarface and he says, you know, man, everybody dies in this movie.
Yep. Good
point.
You
know, like, I was sitting there thinking, like, oh my gosh, are they going to kill Walt at the end when this is all over?
Wow.
Is he going to go down in a blaze of glory?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be interesting.
Yeah, because Vince Gilligan says that he uses every part of the buffalo. That's his catchphrase. So it makes me wonder if, like, seeing Scarface or seeing the Three Stooges, if all of this, or seeing the laser tag place again, is all going to play a major role when it comes time to finish the series.
I think the Three Stooges, to me, spoke more to, like, you know, him and Jesse and Mike being these three guys just kind of feeling their way through it and trying to just scramble and throw it together as they go.
Right.
I was thinking that kind of was talking more to that, and I thought Scarface might be, you know, this moment of Walt, and either Walt is going to die at the end of the whole thing when it's all done and it's all over, or he's realizing he's smart enough to do this too. He's realizing how stuff ends, you know, like how it would probably end for someone in his position. So he needs to start figuring out a way right now so that doesn't happen.
Wow. So you come from the school of thought that there could be some hope for Walt, that he's not going to die by the end of Breaking Bad.
I think these writers are so genius, you could flip a coin.
Because when I was watching
I love that they're making me think about it.
Oh, yeah. Because when I was watching yesterday's episode, I thought to myself, there's no way this could have a happy ending.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think just the way the world works and the way you hope the world works, the bad guy doesn't win in the end. You know, and for all the good reasons that Walt's done everything, he's done a lot of bad things and hurt a lot of people. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, my personality and the things that I believe about life, I got to think that the good guy's got to win in the end somehow.
Okay.
You know, you end up paying for things that you do. So there's going to be consequences. I don't know what they're going to be, but, you know, somebody dying isn't always the worst thing that can happen.
Okay. So there you go. Jeremy, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate you giving me the call.
Yeah, and if Dave ever wants to do this, just give him my phone number.
You bet. I'll definitely let him know because he would be freaking out.
So Safety Suit will head back out on tour when? September?
September 5th through October 6th, all the dates and everything are up on our Facebook, facebook.com/safetysuit, or on our website, safetysuitmusic.com.
And that means you will get to see all 8 episodes of this season, because I think it ends on September 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, Jeremy.
I'm excited. We'll be in touch.
Okay. So
we're going to be doing our own recaps after the show.
So for Jeremy, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see Yinz later.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say goodnight.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.